Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sebastian, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi, Sane Main Sebastian again, and I'm investing in AITX, a stock on the Canadian Stock Exchange. I really want you to check out that tech stock as it's gone up 120% or $500 since I started buying it. I have 118,000 shares, but I'm trying to get this thing up to $10 million in value. I really do think it's going to go up that high. Also, you said you invest half your Bitcoin in RSPs and TFSAs. How do I do that? And which hard wallet or exchange do you support? I use Trust Wallet but got scammed out of this coin called SafeMoon. So I don't trust that exchange, and thirdly, I have a female friend from Facebook that's been talking to me for years in Alberta. Her dad passed away and she inherited 43 cows and like 50 acres, and also struck oil. She's also 38 and I'm 30. She's had three kids all over the age of 18 now, and they're all out of the house. All from one dad that died. She's pretty cute, like a 6 or 7 with a nice voice and good values. She even owns the property with her mother, and I always talk to her about moving there, but I'm unsure. Well, Sebastian, thanks for the donation. Don't get scammed by a single mother and the penny stock you invested in. Since you requested this video on May the 3rd, the stock has dropped 39% in only 5 days. The company AITX, or Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions Incorporated, their CEO Steve Reinhars, I've listened to him talking about the company, and I can't figure out what product or service they provide, beyond YouTube and the company website, and what he calls awareness to broader market participants. That's their product, making sure that people know their stock exists and that it's probably going to go up, meaning that they're all about promoting the stock to as many people as possible. That sounds like a pump and dump scheme to me. And his words appear to be all about BS baffling the brain. They say they're an AI company that doesn't actually do any AI. So how are they supposed to make you millions, Sebastian? You bought shares and your wealth was transferred to Steve Reinhars, and he's going to be fine selling you the dream that you too will be a millionaire. He's probably hoping that people are gullible enough to see that artificial intelligence is in the name of the company. So that's what they do, and that people will buy something hoping to ride the AI stock wave. This is no different than the dot-com bubble in the late 90s. I was 20 years old at the time, 25 years ago, and people were buying pets.com stock and thousands of other company securities that were losing tons of money. A mania had gripped the market. You were 5 years old at the time and don't remember what happened. It sounds like the same thing, and Steve Reinhars, according to the few people I found online talking about him and his company, say that he uses it as his personal piggy bank. What's more dangerous than marriage and divorce? That's right, a pump and dump penny stock. At least the wife only takes 60 to 70%. Between investing in AITX and then falling in love with a 38-year-old so-called cute single mother with a voice of an angel, you're gonna get wrecked. Reinhardt also said the company would be profitable in August, and now he's backtracking. This guy's all spin with no substance. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Sebastian. Don't screw up your life with a 38-year-old single mother wife clown rule show. As for that so-called cute single mother with the voice of an angel that you're wanting to date, that's 8 years older than you, what the hell are you doing? Right now, she's just friend-zoning you. And just because your kids are out of the house at university doesn't mean they won't be coming back at some point, and you'll have to look after them if you live with her. I'll discuss her in a little bit, but let me first explain the Bitcoin situation. I buy it in the form of ETFs in my TFSA and RSP. That's the American equivalent of a 401k and Roth IRA. I don't really know any other way to buy actual Bitcoin in a registered account in Canada unless you're in the United States, and you go with a company like Swan Bitcoin. For those of you that believe Bitcoin is also a pump and dump Ponzi scheme, even Bitcoin doesn't fall 40% in only 2 days like that AITX stock. There's nothing better than buying Bitcoin except buying and profiting off of Bitcoin in a tax-free savings account. I know it's not my keys and not my coins, but I hold the other half with keys. I just have to do whatever it takes to minimize my taxes legally. As for that safe moon coin, you bought it and it's lost 99% of the value since it was created. What's really disheartening is that people know to buy actual AI stocks like Microsoft and Nvidia in an ETF. And they know to buy actual Bitcoin, and that over any 4-year period of time, if you bought it, it would go up. Yet they still try and cheat their way into prosperity by buying something with the potential to outperform. And 99% of the time, they lose everything that they've invested. Meme coins today are like analog penny stocks from the past, or the present, as Sebastian is about to learn. Just like you'll learn if you decide to date that single mother. Between her and her mother, they'll probably have complete control over you, and you won't even see it coming. Two older women with more experience manipulating men between them than you can imagine. You're probably telling her all about the $10 million you're going to make, and she's probably keeping you in reserve, hoping it happens, but secretly, her family farm is probably going bust, and they need a cash infusion to keep it going. Odds are she's going to try and turn you into her useful idiot if you succeed, and help pay her children's education, her mother's retirement home bill, and run the farm for her while she sits all day on her phone twiddling her thumbs. You also don't know how many relationships he's had between the end of the father of her children and you. It could have at least been 24 dudes, not to mention barnyard friends, if you know what I mean. You don't know what the actual numbers are. You sound kind of young and idealistic, hoping that your $10 million long shot and your 38-year-old single mother will both work out for you. Us older men know that usually things don't work out the way we expect them. As for investing in long shot hot stock tips, maybe use 5 or 10% of your money, net worth max, to do that. And don't expect to see any of that money ever again. That's the way I look at my gold and silver purchases over the years. I don't ever plan on selling them, and they amount to nothing more than an expensive insurance policy in case the grid goes down and civilization crashes. The odds of that happening, though, are astronomical, and the payoffs would be huge if I could somehow secure those precious metals, but I don't want to see civilization crumble. I prefer we eventually mine so much gold and silver from asteroids one day that both metals become worthless on Earth, and that Bitcoin becomes the global store value. But I'm also ready for and accept if Bitcoin fails along with gold and silver. As I was finishing up this video, the following day ITX shot up another 22%. It's incredibly volatile, and that shows me that it doesn't take very much money to move the needle with regards to price. But for it to go up 30, 40, or even 50 times the current number, you need 10 to 20 times more people putting money into that thing to pump up your bags the way you want to pump up that 38-year-old bag while her mother listens from the other room. And her daughter is probably getting inflated like a balloon in college. When I was your age, I invested in solar and wind companies and got absolutely wrecked. I also shorted the S&P 500, wrecked again. Now I know not to short assets when money is being created out of thin air to pump those assets higher. I learned to look at price-to-earnings ratios and to buy index funds instead of individual shares. I'm also still holding shares of Match Group, owners of Tinder. They were down 80% off the high. I recently bought a Canadian telecom company stock that keeps falling like a knife. You might know it, BCE or Bell. I made a lot of costly decisions, so I understand how much hope you're putting in that stock, as well as that farmhand's hiney. Odds are neither of those things will work out for you, the way that you expected. And then what will you do? Where is your plan B or plan C? My plan B if Bitcoin goes to zero is to move to Eastern Europe. That's my backup plan, and maybe spend the winters in Cyprus. What's your plan if you don't get the $10 million? Why wouldn't you take profits if it ever got up to $200,000 or $300,000? Especially since you're investing in a pump and dump scheme. The CEO is worse than a wife. I think he's going to wreck guys financially, and it's like he's divorcing dozens or hundreds of men and taking their life savings in a scam that's only designed to bring in new investors. Again, I don't see a product in that company. Just hype. I'd love to be proven wrong, though. But I lost money in actual companies that produce stuff. So there's no way in hell I'd invest in anything that either doesn't produce anything or have zero utility value, where the shares can be diluted and the network effect is really bad. For all I know, you could be a friend of Steve Reinhardt's, and you're trying to spread the word about the stock and get a few of my listeners to buy into it. Anything's possible. A few years ago, I had someone pay me to promote a poop coin called Hex, and I told everyone that if you're already investing in poop coins, here's another one. And I said not to put in more than you're willing to lose, because the damn thing has dropped more than 99%, and Richard Hart, the guy that created it, is going to court and probably jail. In my advertising, I said to keep most of your crypto in Bitcoin. Guys that are listening to this that make a ton of money in the next year and a half from Bitcoin, do yourself a favor. And don't tell women because the gold diggers will be unleashed. Don't even flaunt your wealth on social media, or you could get organized crime coming after you. The wealth inequality is getting bad, and soon having great wealth will make you a target instead of just someone to be jealous of. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sebastian for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Sebastian will be the only 8-figure penny stock millionaire to stay with a single mother with a sweet voice. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the scams that seem legitimate because they're listed on the stock market away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.